The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, thieves are reportedly stealing new cars in less than a minute.
Tony Kornheiser, wow. Still takes me three. I don't.
What about these alarms? I mean, we pay all the money for these alarm systems that come with these cars. And what? Less than a minute. That sounds like a movie title.
Yeah. Fast and Furious, less than a minute. Steal my new car. Yeah, I haven't stolen a car in a long time. Months. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Red Sox can't close. Freddie Freeman may have regrets. And Emma Raducanu, hope I pronounced that correctly, Raducanu gets upset. But we begin today with the strong sense that Jalen Brunson will leave the Dallas Mavericks and join the New York Knicks, where his father is an assistant coach and his old agent is the GM. That's pretty tidy, right? Wilbon, do you believe Brunson will be the missing piece for the Knicks? And how will his departure affect the Mavericks?
Let me just say this, Tony. Even though he came close a couple of times, Patrick Ewing wasn't even the missing piece for the Knicks. So what are we talking about? Bernard King wasn't the missing piece for the Knicks. Carmelo Anthony wasn't the missing piece for the Knicks. The Knicks, the missing piece, has been 50 years in search of the missing piece. 49 years to be exact,
That's
as
right.
you know better than
That's
I
right.
do. And Jalen
That's
Brunson,
right.
by the way, a fine player, self-made from Villanova, self-made. This kid went out. I know he's got some lineage because his father, Rick, played in the league for a long time. I know that. I know the Brunsons. And he's a Chicago kid, Stevenson High School. I followed everything this kid has done. I love him. I love what he's made of himself. Is he the missing piece for the Knicks? What are people looking at? What are people watching? Why put that kind of pressure on this kid? This is awful. I'm glad he's getting his bag, as they say now. If he goes to New York and it appears he's going too good for him, I'd stay and play with Luka in Dallas personally so I can get close to a championship. He's the third player on a championship contender, not the first, not the second. No, and I feel bad saying this because I love him.
Yeah. So this is a stunner for me, and I'll tell you why. Not because I think he's automatically going to make the Knicks win. As you know, I do not believe that. The notion of a missing piece as if they got everything else in place is ludicrous. No.
Yeah.
It's a stunner for me because I thought Dallas was ready to make a big move when they traded for Christian Wood, I believe. I thought they were gelling. I thought they were the next big thing in the West. And I'm now in a market correction phase. I had no idea this kid was going to leave. And it's not that I think he's a great player. I don't think he's a great player. I thought he was a perfect player on that team.
Yes.
A great
yes.
compliment to Luka Doncic. Doncic missed 17 games this year, and Brunson in those 17 averaged 20 points and 8 assists. When they played together in the playoffs, Brunson's points went up. He went to 22 points a game. So for me, that's an important part of this. But it's not about the Knicks. The most important part of this story to me is about you, Mike.
What?
And just give me 10 seconds here. You love Tom Thibodeau.
Yes.
He's with the Knicks.
Yeah.
You love Derrick Rose.
Yes.
He's with the Knicks.
Yes.
You love Jalen Brunson. He's with
yes.
the Knicks. They all have a Chicago connection.
And Rick, yes.
And now, are you going to root for the Knicks who you hate? You hate the Knicks.
Tony,
you would
Tony.
Become an I-95er. What a dilemma for you.
I told you, despite my public proclamations, I've been rooting for the Knicks. I'd like to antagonize you and Stephen A., because I know it's been 50 years for you guys, and it's just difficult, and I get that. But I've been rooting for them silently when they're not playing the Bulls, because they have some of my favorite people, as you accurately outlined. But, Tony, to do this and suggest now that Jalen Brunson, again, this kid needs to be a trophy. For every great self-made kid from now on, it should be named the Jalen Brunson Trophy or Award. But don't send him to New York and put him in the Garden and tell me he's going to be Clyde Frazier. It's the hype in sports now. All sports. It's just, it doesn't serve anyone. It's just awful. Let's move to baseball because I'm upset now. And Freddie Freeman reportedly firing his agents. Freeman famously left the Braves for the Dodgers this offseason, but was very emotional when he returned to Atlanta last weekend and received his World Series ring, hugged and cried and kissed everybody. Tony, what is Freeman's reported decision to fire the team that got him to the Dodgers and the timing of that decision say to you?
First, let me give props to Buster Olney of ESPN, because I believe a lot of this is his story. I wondered, Mike, I wondered why Freddie Freeman left Atlanta.
You said that at the time.
I had a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of trouble figuring that out, because he was the most famous face on the Atlanta Braves for the last 10 to 12 years. He was the Atlanta Braves as far as I was concerned. And I wondered how the Braves could treat him so callously. It made no sense to me. And now I get it. Now I understand that, if I understand the story correctly, his agents may have made an artificial deadline for the Braves, and they may have implied an artificial offer, and that's called negotiations. People lie when it serves their purposes. But the Braves got scared and said, let's jump on Matt Olson because we think Freddie Freeman is going. So Freddie Freeman ends up, and he ends up in a great place. The Dodgers are a great team, but he ends up in a place that maybe he didn't really want to go. And he ends up now where the most famous face on the Dodgers, who is Clayton Kershaw, is wondering, does Freddie Freeman love us? Are we second fiddle to the Braves? He said this publicly. So there's a little bit of tension here. And it's a story. It's a good story because it's what happens when you give over your destiny to someone else.
Well, Tony, it's a story because of that. It's a story that happens every day. Every day, teams and agent slash player, they get into it. Like you said, it's business. It's business as usual. What's different about this? A few things. There's a confluence. And one of them is, I mean, Freddie Freeman is a famous baseball player. By the way, so is his agent, at least the head of that team, Casey Close, who I believe was Derek Jeter's agent for a long, long time. We're talking about people at the top of their respective professions. And so now we know more details, Tone. These things happen, and you know, you and I covered teams for decades. They would happen all the time, and if the player wasn't famous and the agent wasn't famous, you didn't necessarily know about it outside that locality. And so we know more. We know the TikTok of this, and it seems particularly dramatic, and Freddie Freeman cried publicly like 8 times that weekend, and my first thought was he didn't want to leave, which you, I'll give you credit. You said this the day this story came down.
I don't think this guy wants to leave.
And Tony, but you know that happens too. People wind up leaving situations out of business, and it comes back to this. So this is not new or rare in any way whatsoever.
Well, let me say this. The difference is that Freddie Freeman fired the agents. And I would tell you
and
that
they
the
won
agents
a World
did
Series.
A very good... I would tell you the agents did a very good job. They got him a lot of money. They got him a long-term deal, and they got him to at least as good a team, and I think probably a better team. But it's not where he wanted to be. His numbers
apparently
this
not.
Year are a little bit better than Matt Olson's, but the Braves had to do this now, it seems to me. We move on, we stay in baseball. The Boston Red Sox were ahead 5-4 in the ninth last night in Toronto. This was a perfect opportunity for Boston closer Tanner Houck. You know, but Tanner Houck could not pitch because he's unvaccinated, and he didn't even get into Canada, which are the rules. You can't get into Canada if you're not vaccinated. So he's back in Boston. The Red Sox went with two other relievers. They lost the game 6-5. Wilbon, is it fair to put last night's loss on unvaccinated Tanner Houck?
Tony, I mean, there apparently, from what I'm told, there are other unvaccinated players in that on that roster, and they weren't available either. So because it's not just Tanner Houck who was told you're not coming in. There are other players as well. So you want to blame all the guys that weren't available to contribute? Fine. I mean, do I want to blame Kyrie Irving for the Nets not finishing 1, 2, or 3 seed because he only played 29 games? Yeah. And in basketball, it's easier to find blame with a star player. Basketball is the sport that is easiest. Maybe the NHL's next, but I think basketball far and away the sport where you can look at it and say, oh, that guy's not in the lineup, we're blaming him. So I don't know that you can blame Tanner Houck. You can blame him in part. You can blame all the guys who weren't vaccinated. This kind of thing can tear up a clubhouse. What's going to be interesting here, the far bigger and more important story to me, Tony, going forward, is what the guys who are vaccinated, or what guys who are vaccinated and didn't even want to particularly get vaccinated, what do they think of this? That is going to help determine the course of the season from here on.
I think we disagree on this one. I think it's not only fair to blame Tanner Houck. I think the blame should go completely on him. His job is to be the closer, and he wasn't available because he was back in Boston on a personal choice of his own. And thank you for mentioning Kyrie Irving, because we sit here and we slam Kyrie Irving for being a bad teammate and being selfish. So is Tanner Houck. He's selfish and he's a bad teammate. Again, his personal choice in this thing. Let's jump ahead for a second. Toronto's now a half game ahead of Boston. Let's say they're fighting for a wild card. Do you know that games 157, 158, and 159, the Red Sox are in Toronto? And if Houck is not vaccinated then, he can't pitch for them and maybe they miss the wild card. Or one step further, they're both in the wild card
Road games.
All three games, if Toronto was up by one game because a game that Tanner Houck missed, all three games would be in Toronto. So, Mike, the Yankees are all vaccinated. They didn't start the season that way. It's one thing if you're in the National League, Mike, and you don't have interleague, and you're not going to be in Toronto. They're in the same division. They play 19 games. Some of them are in Toronto. Yeah. I blame him. I do. Okay. Let's take a break. Coming up, Emma Raducanu gets bounced from Wimbledon, but did Harmony Tan make the bigger news today?
And Jonathan Davis, the Brewers, makes an incredible catch. But did he top a previous catch he'd made in the same place? Toss up. Next.
Everybody knows the rule. You can't get into Canada if you're not vaccinated. You
and the closer, is really easy to identify.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live La Vida Mas Fina. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona Extra, part of Happy Hour.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then wonders how he's going to fill 5 days before the show returns on Tuesday. Like macrame? What's first?
Toss-up. Bigger development at Wimbledon today. Emma Raducanu losing or Harmony Tan pulling out of doubles?
Okay, the bigger development is Raducanu losing because she's the 10th seed. She's the defending or reigning champion at the U.S. Open. She's British. She's playing in Wimbledon. She goes out on center court, loses to a French woman in straight sets. That's a big deal. But the juicier development is Harmony Tan pulling out of doubles because her doubles partner got very frosty and angry about this. And here is a great quote that she said, I guess, on Instagram. If you're broken after a 3-hour match the day before, you can't play professional. That's my opinion, unquote. So don't put them in the same van going home. I will say in defense of Harmony Tan, she is 24 years old. Mike, I think she's ranked around 115. She's unlikely to win a major ever. That win over Serena Williams is the
huge.
Greatest win of her life.
Huge.
It's always going to be the greatest win of her life. So if she wants to bathe in that for a little while, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was fair to wonder if she just, you know, found a pub or two afterward and said, hey, this is the greatest thing I've done. I'm going to just have a little bubbly in for the house. Everybody, it's on me if she did that. But it's Raducanu. Because Raducanu, as I just went crazy a couple of days ago about Raducanu, and I turn on today and she's down, you know, 5-2 in the first set. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not going to get to watch Raducanu for very long because she's out of here. And, you know, that charisma is going to have to wait until the whole thing moves to another tournament before we get to see her, the U.S. Open. And that's just too bad. But that is by far, Tony, the much, 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 much bigger deal, though the other thing is saucy.
I understand that. But that match that Tan had over Serena,
that's
an all-timer.
Big,
that's an all-timer. What's next?
Toss-up, better warning track catch in Tampa. Jonathan Davis in 2019 for the Blue Jays or Jonathan Davis earlier today for the Brewers?
So let's take these chronologically. Let's start with 2019 when Jonathan Davis is playing for Toronto.
This catch is a 9.5.
The ball is hit out. He dives. He totally lays out. He catches it. He holds it. And he's on the track. That's a spectacular catch. The next catch is today. Again, he's in Tampa. This time he's playing for the Brewers. This is a different catch.
Oh!
He goes back into the wall. The collision is so hard that his hat is knocked off and he holds on. He even stays out there for the last two outs of that inning before leaving. I would say, Mike, that the second catch, today's catch, is the greater catch. But the first catch is the more beautiful and artistic catch.
Well, but the second catch, there's fright in that. There's terror in that. He could have broken his neck. He goes head first. You know, people talk about laying it out and leaving it all out there, and usually it's an exaggeration. That is leaving it all out there. He had complete disregard for his body to make a catch for his team, his own safety. Are you kidding me? That's a scream out loud, oh, my God, I hope this kid isn't hurt catch. The first catch is right, Tony. It's like Lynn Swan.
It's beautiful.
You know, it's a great,
gorgeous, beautiful
catch. The second catch.
Angle is perfect.
Wow.
No, it's perfect. Yeah, second catch, a better catch. But the more memorable catch in your mind's eye is the prettier catch. That's
well,
it.
You risk
Let's take
everything.
One last break.
Man.
Still to come, could Draymond Green be right that the Warriors will win three of the next four titles?
And after another home run today, could Aaron Judge end up topping Roger Maris? Why, because that's the Yankee team record. That's no longer, you know, too many people have passed Roger Maris.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 31st birthday, Kawhi Leonard. Leonard did not play a single game this past season as he recovered from a torn ACL he sustained in the playoffs the season before. But even if he never plays a single game again, Leonard's resume is glittering. He's a five-time All-Star. He's twice been the NBA Defensive Player of the Year. More notably, Leonard has been on two championship teams, in San Antonio and in Toronto. And in each of those finals, Leonard was named MVP. His trade to Toronto after becoming disaffected in San Antonio is one of the great moves in NBA history. Leonard played just 60 regular season games for the Raptors and then led them to the title. Leonard left Toronto as a free agent for the Clippers, where he averaged 24.8 points a game. In the one season there, he was healthy. Now the Clippers have Leonard and Paul George back from injuries, John Wall back from exile. Wilbon, what do you think of that collection of talent?
Not as much as other people, Tony. Folks just don't learn. They should have learned from Brooklyn this year. You don't just have people away from the sport for years and then coalesce and boom, they win a championship. It's going to be entertaining to watch it. Kawhi Leonard is one of the greats. But do I have him like winning the West? No, not even close.
Okay. Not so happy anniversary, Seattle. On this day 14 years ago, the city of Seattle and the Supersonics reached a settlement in their Key Arena dispute that allowed the franchise to relocate in Oklahoma City. So in less than a decade, the NBA abandoned two cities in the Pacific Northwest, Vancouver and Seattle, and settled in Memphis and Oklahoma City. Those two markets, Memphis and Oklahoma City, are larger than only New Orleans among NBA cities. Since then, only one team has relocated. The New Jersey Nets, who were originally on Long Island, moved to Brooklyn. But all three sites are in the metropolitan New York area. The Seattle moves halfway across the country. Seattle had won a championship in 1979, and twice more they'd reached the finals. They had great players like Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Jack Sikma, Dennis Johnson. Wilbon, I know you despaired of this move.
Yes, Tony. David Stern didn't make many mistakes as commissioner, but this happened on his watch. And losing Vancouver and Seattle, two of the great cities in the world, certainly in North America, it's just, that was bad. It's bad for business, bad for the country, bad for people who travel like me, who love Vancouver and Seattle, to just, you know, be upfront about it.
Happy trails, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Ish Smith. The Washington Wizards are reportedly trading these two to Denver for Monty Morris and Will Barton. This is not a headline trade. These are not star players. The great small kernel in this trade is what it can do for Ish Smith. If the 33-year-old veteran plays even one game for Denver, it will give him the NBA record for most franchises played for, 13. And they will be, in order, Houston, Memphis, Golden State, Orlando, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Oklahoma City, Philadelphia, New Orleans, Detroit, Charlotte, Washington, Denver. His nickname ought to be Suitcase Smith.
Tony, you know, for some reason, my eye wasn't on Ish Smith for that record. There have been some people who were well-traveled, as we say. I didn't think Ish Smith was on that real short list. But, you know, just for perseverance, you got to give somewhere between a golf clap and a standing ovation, don't you?
Well, yeah, but you also have to wonder, why is he going from team to team? He's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Why is he always on a new team? What happened there? I'd like to know that. One omission. Bradley Beal and James Harden have reportedly declined their final year options with the Wizards and Sixers. But these moves are probably not as juicy as they sound, right, Mike?
No, they opt out. They become free agents. Technically, they can sign with those same teams for 5 years, others for only four. Yeah. They can get more money, guaranteed money in the NBA. So, no, don't hold a GoFundMe for either.
Let's
one.
Go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Draymond Green, your boy, told J.J. Redick's podcast that he's pretty certain the Warriors will win three of the next four titles. Are you certain?
Why not all four? I mean, Draymond's giving away a title instead of all four? All these predictions about titles. Reliever Archie Bradley fractured his elbow in a fall while trying to join that big brawl over the weekend. Now likely out for several months. Tony, your thoughts?
Well, he doesn't have to be suspended, does he? Because he's not going to be eligible to play because he wanted to get in the brawl. Aaron Judge hit his 29th homer today. He's on pace for 62. Is that a big deal?
No. Sosa passed that number three times by himself. Your idol, Max Scherzer, his start for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Oh, my God. Against Hartford, the Yard Goats was pushed to tonight. Cause for concern?
No, I'm sure Max is going to be all right. The important thing is that he's got to get an autographed jersey, a Rumble Ponies jersey, and send it to me.
I knew you were going to lobby.
Last one. Justin Verlander is the first of 10 wins, giving up no runs to the Mets over 8 innings. Your thoughts on Verlander?
Early fade for Cy, and maybe MVP, Tony, the way he's going. For Justin Verlander.
came back from Tommy John. He looks great. We're out of time. Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. We are bumped until Tuesday, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Have a great 4th of July long weekend. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Good job out of you. I missed you yesterday.
Where was I?